Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We've been on an eat healthy kick lately, and I hope we stay there. One popular item that will keep folks on track are boneless chicken breasts and thighs. In many ways, they are a classic blank canvas that can be prepared so many ways. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you've rounded up a bunch of recipes that feature this heart-healthy ingredient.
Yeah, heart-healthy, but extremely boring.
I gotta be honest.
It's the least attractive thing on the chicken to me is a boneless, skinless chicken breast.
Right.
I mean, but with that said, they are actually quite good. I mean, there's definitely a lot of availability of these anywhere mm-hmm. you shop. And I think, there's a couple techniques that we're going to use. Trying to eat healthy, obviously, and cut out certain things. We have very little fat in this product. And so it allows us to maybe even be a little extravagant with some of the things we use to prepare it and still balance out in a good
right.
caloric load. A lot of times the recipes are going to ask you to either pound them or sort of thinly slice them and bread them.
Mm-hmm.
I think sort of the classic chicken marsala. Which requires sort of the pounding and then just really a dredging in flour, not necessarily a true breading.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one relies on Marsala wine for a little sweetness. But
right.
what also is interesting is as you're sort of pan frying these dredged chicken breasts, you're leaving some flour behind, which is what's going to end up thickening your sauce.
Oh, yeah,
as you add sort of the certain, like, mushrooms and then chicken stock marsala, you get this unctuously lovely thickened sauce that you can pour on top of these chicken breasts and serve. Another great one would be, now, chicken milanese. There we're going to go for the full-on breading effect of
mm-hmm.
doing the sort of, I call it the triple dunk.
Okay.
You've got flour. You've got beaten egg, sometimes
right.
with a little milk, and then breadcrumbs.
Right.
And so we're going to dredge it in flour, coat it in egg, and then pan fry it with a bunch of breadcrumbs, which gives you a beautiful, just lovely crust on top.
Are panko breadcrumbs kind of the go-to crumbs these days?
Again, if you're talking to an Italian, they'd say no, because
they love the
good old-fashioned Progresso Italian seasoned flavored breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for that sort of extra crust, panko is a great way to go. And Milanese is simple with, really, actually, it's a salad in by definition. It's just these fried chicken breasts with usually some arugula,
mm-hmm.
extra virgin olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and some freshly shaved Parmesan on top, a little bit of lemon to squeeze on there just for some acidity.
Sounds like a beautifully balanced dish.
It really is. You could go with chicken piccata, which, again, is very simple. A lot of these dishes are like four or five ingredients that you probably have hanging around
mm-hmm.
In the pantry. This one relies on sort of that sort of saltiness of capers and fresh parsley in the end to make the sauce. And then, of course, the great sort of Indian dish, tikka masala, not to be confused with marsala, is another dish where actually I like to cube the chicken breast for this one rather than use the whole breast and then garam masala, some sort of tomato you're going to need as a base, and then some cream or sour cream to make the sauce.
Yeah, well, you'll be proud to know that I made that myself.
All right.
Just the other night. You inspired me.
Good.
Cubing the chicken was really good, but it ended up to be so moist and so flavorful.
Yeah, I think a lot of these dishes preserve that just little lovely moisture in the breast that allows you to really enjoy it.
So we're going to put these recipes on the website, and you can give them a try at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.